And just to read a couple of verses from Psalm 29, I'm not going to read the whole entire thing, but it talks about the power of God's voice in this. And says, starting with verse 1, "Give unto the Lord, O you mighty ones, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty." So today, let's be together here in this holy temple, and let's worship the Lord together. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, Lord, we give you all the glory that is due your name. We worship you, Lord, in your beauty of your holiness. We honor you. Lord, we pray that our voices today, the message that we hear, the communion that we take together, Lord, will all be lifted up to you, and that you will receive this as us honoring you today. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Well, good morning again to everyone. Thank you for being here this morning. It would be lonely without you. So we appreciate you very much. I've got a word here, I believe, from the Lord that my prayer is that God's people will realize that we don't know everything. Y'all with me? I want to tell you, there's so much about God I don't know. And I'm learning every day, and I thank God for that. But the Bible talks about his mysteries. He has mysteries. It's like when Jesus was here on the earth walking, he was sharing things, and the people loved to hear him, but they didn't know what he was saying most of the time, because he spoke in parables. And even his disciples, Lord, what do you mean by that? And so he'd have to explain to them later what he was talking about. And you know, a lot of that goes on now. We've heard a lot of things growing up with the Lord and all of that. And a lot of things, of course, we've stood on what we've learned, hopefully. You know, we need to learn to be obedient to the word. But a lot of times people, it's like, okay, this is what I believe. Don't try to tell me anything else. You know what I'm saying? So this is a message that I want you to open your hearts. And just, if you don't understand, it's okay. Because I don't fully understand it either. You know what I mean? And I'm supposed to share it. But what I do is I trust God. Do y'all know that you don't have to understand faith? But you need faith, right? Yeah. And there's things I believe in God's word and about God and what God says and what happens in my life because of what I believe. And I still don't understand it. But I trust God. Right. Yeah. Amen? So that's where we're at. You don't know everything. I don't know everything. So you need to take things and pray about it and ask God to teach you and to show you. And you need to get into God's word and dig in, because you'll find out that there's so much that we really don't understand. So don't crucify the messenger. First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 31. Is a text that I would like to read. I purposely did not share the verse of the reading, if you notice in the bulletin. I just said 1 Corinthians chapter 11. But in verse 31, it says this, "And if we judge ourselves, we would not be judged." And that's an important thing to understand, folks. We need to look at ourselves and see where we're at. You should already realize you're not perfect. You strive to be, you want to be, to the best of your ability, but let me tell you, you're still not perfect. Because if we were, you wouldn't need Jesus, would you? And I want to tell you, I need Jesus. Because there's times I wake up and say, God, why did you save me? Did you waste your blood on me? But I feel that way sometimes. And it's a humbling thing. We need to learn to be humble before the Lord. And we need to really judge ourselves on matters. I've got a verse in the Amplified, the same one here written down. It says, but if we evaluate and judge ourselves honestly, recognizing our shortcomings, and then it says this, and correcting our behavior. And it says we would not be judged. The big thing I believe there that caught me is I can see my faults, you know, at times, but am I correcting them? When God shows me something's wrong, do I do something about it or do I ignore them? I want to change. Sometimes it's hard. Amen? Sometimes I got to pray and say, God, I can't. But if you'll help me and guide me through it, I can. And so my dependency is always on Him. Always. And so we need to change our behavior at times. So self-examination involves reflecting on one's relationship, first of all, with God. Confessing any known sin and exchanging or ensuring that one's heart is in the right position of humility and gratitude. You know, I've sometimes get the attitude of that I'm so proud that I'm humble. Ever been there? Folks, I'm going to tell you, I've been in pride and didn't even know it. I didn't even know it until the Lord got a hold of me. So we need to be in the right posture of humility and gratitude. Man, we need to be thankful. You may be in the worst spot you've ever been in right now, but you can still have gratitude. God, you're so good. I know I can count on you. I know I can count on you. You know, I had a guy call me a year or so ago, and we talked, and he said, I need to be, and he's a Jewish man. And he says, I need to be delivered. Man, I've got the devil. I can't read the Bible. I can't pray. I don't remember the things of the Word. And on, it's just doom and gloom with this guy. And so I was praying about it, and I told him, all right, I want to pray about this, but I want you to get back with me. Well, that's been a year ago or two. It's been a while. Well, then he called me here just the other day, and I told him again, I said, I got to pray about this because I'm hearing all of this, and I'm like, whoa. It's like a hopeless cause. In fact, he was going to call a friend to come and get his guns because he was afraid he was going to kill himself. And so I let it go. I prayed about it. I said, I'll call you back. And so I prayed about it, and I called him back. Saturday, I believe, yesterday. And we were talking, and he went into that again. I said, now, wait a minute. I said, are you saved? Oh, yes, yes, I have the Yeshua in my heart. Yes, I've been saved. You're sure? Oh, yeah, I know. I said, then why are you believing all the stupid lies? Who are you in Christ? What does the word say you are in Christ? Why would you listen to the devil tell you how wrong and how bad and worthless you are? Why would you listen to that junk? I said, it's a lie. It's not true. You need to start believing the word. We are the righteousness of Christ Jesus because of his blood, not our righteousness, but his. Amen. So I'm quoting and sharing scriptures with him, and he's kind of like, and he says, yeah, but, and then I pray right, Lord, take that away from him. I bind the enemy from trying to send lies to him and make him believe all this nonsense. Help him to believe your word, Lord. And so we went on like that for an hour. And finally I said this, his name was Michael. I said, Michael, I said, I want you to feel where you're at. Where do you feel? Man, I feel worthless. I feel I'm rejected. I feel that I am no good, that God should just destroy me, or I should destroy myself because I'm so evil. And I said, how does that feel? Oh, man, depressive. I said, well, yeah, feel it good. Feel that. And he's kind of like, what? I said, you feel it. I want you to feel it. And I said, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask Jesus if he will tell you, if he will speak to you and tell you what he thinks of what you're doing right now and where you're at. I said, a deal? He said, yes. So he really started feeling, I could hear him start to weep on the other side. And when I heard that, I said, Lord Jesus, what is it you would like Michael to know about all this situation? Would you speak to him? And I left him there for a couple of minutes. And I said, what did Jesus say to you, Michael? Well, you know, I said, Michael, nothing that Jesus says is minor, little, or insignificant. What did he say? And he says, just believe. I said, well, problem solved, right? Do what he says. He said, just believe, believe. And you know, when we were done, he was talking Jesus. He was given scripture, and he says, man, I teach in a messianic Jewish church. When the minister is gone, I take his place. And I said, God's got a great call on your life. He wants you back, and you need to get back to the business. But see, this is what God does. Can we trust him? Yeah. A lot of times we get sidetracked, and we don't understand what's going on or why. And then we want to look down on ourselves, or we want to blame others. But what we need to do is look to Jesus. Can I tell you something really profound? Do you know that the gospel is not really about you? So it doesn't matter what you feel or what you think. You know what I'm saying? Get over yourself. That's what I'm saying. Get over yourself. It's all about Jesus. And if we put our eyes on Jesus, what happened to Peter when he walked on the water? He began to sink because he was looking at other things. But as long as he looked at Jesus, he could walk and stay on top of the water. So where are you going to be? Folks, we got to get over ourselves. That preacher preached right at me. I'll never go back to that church again. Well, maybe it was God trying to tell you something. I don't know. But folks, I'm so excited in the Lord. He's got the song we sang. He pursues us with goodness. He wants to change, but folks, what happens is we lose our faith or tend not to lean on it. Doesn't the word say that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us? I like what Paul said about getting over it. He says, I die daily. The word says that if you're going to follow me in righteousness and walk with me, Jesus said, he said, you will suffer persecution. And then he says in it that we're to rejoice. Folks, we've really got to get over ourselves. Amen? But God loves us so much. And I know we've got kids that aren't walking right with the Lord, our grandchildren, our friends or neighbors. But what we need to do, instead of criticizing and judging them, what we need to do is pray for them and love them. Bring them before the throne of God. And let him send his angel or someone that can talk to them, to share with them, to love on them, that would convince them. I had a guy at work that did that to me. He said, hey, he didn't do it in probably a perfect way. I never do either. But he said to me, he said, hey, Jim, he said, if you died tonight, where would you go, heaven or hell? I said, what a dumb question that is. I was embarrassed. Now, this is witnessing. He was witnessing. He's the one that led me to the Lord, basically. Because I walked away. I said, well, where are you going, heaven or hell? I said, you're going to hell, aren't you? And then I walked away because I was embarrassed. And I didn't take very many steps before the Lord spoke to me. He says, Jim, if you died tonight, you're going straight to hell. That scared me because I thought I was okay. I was raised in a Catholic church. I went to a parochial school. Man, I suffered my persecution because I got beat up by nuns. So if anybody was going to heaven, it was going to be me. Amen? But when God spoke to me, made all the difference in the world. But see, folks, we got to get over ourselves. God wants to do so much through us and with us. But a lot of times we get angry. I'm not doing that. I don't believe that. And it's like, God says, okay, I still love you. There's a lot I want to do with you and through you if you'll just let me. Folks, we didn't even get to what I wanted to get to, but that's probably good because I think this was might be better. And so you got a lot of things going on. And so my wife is downstate. She wanted to be here because she read what I was going to share, and she says, I just want to be there to see what happens. So, oh, boy. But I didn't share it because I was afraid. But I believe what I shared is maybe something that someone in here needs to hear. Folks, get right with God. I don't care how good you act and look and even what you feel. If you don't have Jesus in your heart, you're on your way to hell. And that's not what the Lord wants at all, because he loves you. He really does. And all you need to do is say, Lord, do what you got to do. Just do what you got to do. I want you in my life. And I don't know how. And I don't even have the strength. But Lord, I'll trust you. So I'm going to pray and close. But if you have any prayer needs, grab one of us here. I'm not going to have the group come up and do all that because of time and all of that. But I'm here. And if you want to talk to me, if you need prayer, or if you feel that you really need to pray for me, wonderful. I'm open to it. Amen. I'm just a servant like you are. And I'm just trying my best to listen to the Holy Spirit and allow God to work through me. And it's all for you. It's not about me. It's about you. Father, thank you for your word today and your people. Father, you're so good. You're so faithful. There's so much that you want to do in our lives. Lord, I pray that we would let you, even though we don't understand it, or maybe even at this point believe it, but that we would just trust you. Lord, that we would learn to just walk by faith. You will never fail us. Never fail us. So, Father, thank you for your goodness, your faithfulness. Thank you for your love and all that Jesus did for us. Let us walk it and live it to the fullest, Lord, that we might glorify you in everything that we do. We give you praise and thanks now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.